Country Bob FM.
Here it comes. It's the Bob Almanac today. We're going to gong.
Lose it again?
No, I dropped the hammer.
Chuck Barris would be disappointed.
We got to get a bigger gong.
You want to pay for one? You know how expensive a big gong is?
I don't know. We got to check funding.
There we go.
What is the
this
Bob
one
Almanac
is very
funding?
Tippy. So if even if I even bump it, it falls and knocks stuff off. I need to get Velcro for it,
yeah,
actually.
There you go.
All right. This date in history. This date in history today. We're going to go to 1805 to start out. 1805. Uh-oh. That means we're going to take calls. We're going to put you on the phone right now during the Almanac. Call in. Caller 11. You heard it. We're giving away Oak Ridge Boys tickets right now. We're putting you on the radio, so please turn your radio down. Hey, your caller 1, your number 2, your caller 3, your caller 4.
This is uncharted
territory. Hi, your caller 5, your callers. I was bored with this. Your caller 6, caller 7, caller 8, caller 9. Thanks for trying. Caller 10, we're taking 11, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Caller 10, thanks for trying. Are you disappointed? You're on the
yes,
air.
Yes, can I be 11?
No, you can't.
Why not? I'm the biggest fan. I call every day. I listen to you every day.
That should be worth something.
Yeah, it should be worth something.
Yeah, I'm the good on the radio.
You're good. How good you guys are.
Well
keep
sounds
doing
like how
that.
I got on this show.
I've got a Bic pen I'll send you. Thank you, sir. You're caller 11. How are you?
Sweet. I'm doing good.
You are on the air right now, so keep it clean. What's your name?
Dennis.
Dennis?
Nice.
What's your last name, Dennis?
Brandenburg.
Brandenburg. Okay.
Yeah.
What city do you live in, Dennis?
Howard Lake.
Beautiful Howard Lake.
Howard Lake. How many minutes do you have on your phone plan right now?
I do not know, but plenty.
Can you hold during the almanac? Would you like to listen to the whole almanac on your phone? And then after the almanac is done, we'll get you all the information so you can win your Oak Ridge Boys tickets.
Sure.
All right. Dennis, we're going to put you on hold. Congratulations to you. You are the winner. Dennis Brandenburg. Did you say Brandengren?
Brandenburg.
Brandenburg of Howard Lake. Is that right, Dennis?
Brandenburg.
Brandenburg. All right. Hold Dennis here. Hang on. Hold. And we'll be back with you after the almanac. And you like the almanac? Are you a big fan?
Yes, it's fun.
Okay, that's good. So are you. So thank you very much. That's Dennis. We're going to put him on hold. So congratulations.
Even if you had to pay overages... He's going to Oak Ridge Boys.
Oak Ridge Boys. A dollar a minute would be worth it.
You know, come on.
1805 on this date, Lewis and Clark became the first Americans to cross the continent. They officially reached what was the Pacific Ocean. They got some, it was Meriwether Lewis, William Clark, and Sacagawea.
Yes.
She helped him out a little bit. And had a baby on the way, which was kind of impressive. That was 1805. Samuel Clemens published the celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. This kind of got his career going. When he wrote it, he was Samuel Clemens. When he published it in New York Saturday Press, he took the pen name of Mark Twain.
He made the switch somewhere.
He did. 1865. Calaveras County is in California, and I guess he was out in California and had seen something and was inspired to write that. I remember reading that in school.
Yeah.
Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. That was 1865. 1883, the U.S. and Canada. Canada was on board with this as well, adopting a system of standard time zones established because of the railroads, because of the different times as far as when the sun set, so they had to kind of keep it standardized. They went with Eastern, Central, Mountain, and Pacific.
And
of course, we've added Hawaiian and Alaskan time. And there are other times. I think Nova Scotia's like a half hour. They're like a half of an hour off from Eastern time zone.
Okay.
Yeah. Nova Scotia, St. John's, Newfoundland, that area. 1883 is when we did that. 1886, we said goodbye to Chester Arthur. He passed away. He had some kind of a medical thing, maybe a heart attack or a brain embolism or something. Fact checker. I want to know how Chester Arthur died.
Boy, he's a young
former
guy.
Former president. He's only 57.
Wow.
That's very young.
No doubt.
1902, Brooklyn toy maker Morris Mictum named the teddy bear after Teddy Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
Mictum got the idea from an editorial cartoon depicting the president sparing the life of a bear cub. And the teddy bear was born 1902. You know who else was born on this date? Mickey Mouse.
This was pretty impressive.
Steamboat Willie. It was the first ever cartoon to have synchronized sound. There's Mickey. He doesn't say anything in the little cartoon, but he's whistling.
He whistles nicely.
And so that's kind of the first appearance by Mickey Mouse. Now, he actually appeared. I looked it up. He appeared in a couple of other cartoons, but those weren't released. This was the first one that was released by Disney. That was 1928. 1959, if it's a movie about the Bible in the 50s or 60s, you know that Charlton Heston was starring.
You may conquer the land. You may slaughter the people. That is not the end. We will rise again. The day Rome falls, there will be a shout of freedom such as the world has never heard before.
Ben-Hur premiered in New York City on this date in 1959. Anybody see the new one that was released a few months ago? I did not. I saw the trailers. 1959, Sandy Koufax announced his retirement. He's only 30. He went out on top.
Yes, he did.
Did he have injury issues? Did he have arm issues? Why did he retire at 30? Do you remember? He just wanted to call it quits, and he's very Jim Brown-like.
Well, you know, he didn't pitch on Sundays.
No, right. He was Jewish.
I don't know. Yeah. What year was that?
1966. Just a year after he pitched against the Twins.
Yeah. Sandy Koufax retiring.
Yeah, 1966. 1976, the first Great American Smokeout was observed.
Right.
We just had it earlier this week, so they're still doing that. 1985, Monday Night Football.
First and 10, Riggins, flea flicker, back to Theismann. Theismann's in a lot of trouble. And it was Lawrence Taylor who slammed Theismann to the ground at the 42-yard line. The blitz was on.
It's not necessarily
a good play to have called it quickly. Lawrence Taylor was up saying Theismann is hurt. And I don't believe Lawrence Taylor would have reacted that way unless Theismann.
Yeah, this was the day Joe Theismann's career was ended. Compound multiple fractures of his leg because Lawrence Taylor sacked him on the backside. And you didn't see it until they went to the reverse angle.
Right.
You didn't see it right off the bat. And actually, the Redskins thought that Lawrence Taylor and the Giants were mocking them or celebrating the sack and not saying that he was hurt originally. But, of course, as you can see, Frank Gifford, they knew right away.
Yep.
And that was gruesome.
Yes,
that was 1985 that happened on Monday Night Football. I was watching.
Yeah,
I remember seeing it.
I
watched Monday Night Football a lot more back then than now.
The
I don't know what it is. 1990, Mick Jagger got married to Jerry Hall, actress, model. They would last until 1999 when the marriage was annulled. So they were together 9 years. I think they had been together prior to 1990 many years before they actually made it official. We lost Cab Calloway, the Heidi Ho guy.
Heidi, Heidi, Heidi Ho.
She was the roughest, toughest, frail. Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Heidi, Heidi, Heidi Ho.
Heidi, Heidi, Heidi.
Of course, he had the scene where he did this in Blues Brothers, which is classic.
Just awesome.
Cab Calloway died at the age of 86 here.
Did anybody have
state.
A bigger smile?
Yeah, big smile. Big smile. He had to have three dentists work on his teeth. 1998, Melissa Etheridge and her partner, Julie Cypher, gave birth to the couple's second child. It was later revealed that both childs were the offspring of David Crosby because he looked so good.
Right.
I mean, they were going more for talent than looks, obviously, but David Crosby was the donor for Melissa Etheridge and her partner, 1998. 1999 in the news.
The bonfire was three-quarters of the way finished, and student crews were almost 45 feet in the air when the first hint of trouble sounded.
I heard a distinct cracking sound as it started going, and then it just kind of shoved me into the wood.
Texas A&M, 1999, 12 people killed. They were putting together the bonfire, this huge, several-story-tall thing of trees and wood and logs, and the thing collapsed, and it killed 12 people, 1999. I'm pretty sure it ended that tradition
at
Texas A&M. Yeah. That was 1999. 2005, Robert Blake was found liable for the 2001 death of his wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley. Of course, Robert Blake was Beretta.
He was a member
of our gang as well, was he not?
Yes.
Now, 2006, Hollywood couple Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes got married. This is Tom Cruise. Didn't he jump up on Oprah's couch and proclaimed his love for Katie Holmes?
I believe he did, yeah.
Jumping
it was
up and
that
down.
Or is it love for Scientology? I don't
that was too.
One.
And again, the jumping on the couch didn't last. They divorced in 2012. They lasted
6 years.
6 years. The couch lasted much longer than even though he jumped up. He wrecked some prints on there, but it lasted longer than the marriage.
It was a good flex steel couch.
It was a good run, and Willie Nelson became the first country music artist to receive the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song, 2015. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Florida Georgia Line won't win that award anytime soon, if ever.
I'm with you.
Okay. Happy birthday today. Linda Evans is 74 today. Her show, of course, there was Dynasty, but let's go further back to the Big Valley.
And her name was Miss Audra.
Yes, she was Miss Audra. I watched that show. It was in reruns and syndication when I was young, but I watched it because I was a big $6 Million Man fan. And, of course, Lee Majors was in the Big Valley along with Barbara Stanwyck.
And Peter Breck and Richard Long.
I forgot about him. Linda Evans, 74 today. Jameson Parker, one half of Simon and Simon.
Oh, I forgot about that show.
Gerald McCraney went on to do a whole lot more with Major Dad. Jameson Parker kind of disappeared, but
that was it.
He was kind of the suave, debonair half of Simon and Simon, and Gerald McCraney was kind of the rough and tumble one. Jameson Parker is 69 today. Kevin Nealon from SNL. Good dry humor.
Yes.
Kevin Nealon is going to report from the All-Drug Olympics here for us.
Getting ready to lift now is Sergei Akhmudov of the Soviet Union. His trainer has told me that he's taken anabolic steroids, Novocaine, NyQuil, Darvon, and some sort of fish paralyzer. Also, I believe he's had several cocktails within the last hour or so. All of this, of course, is perfectly legal at the All-Drug Olympics. In fact, it's encouraged. Akhmudov is getting set now. He's going for a clean and jerk of over 1,500 pounds, which would triple the existing world record. That's an awful lot of weight, Dennis, and here he goes. Oh, he's pulled his arms off! He's pulled his arms off! That's got to be disappointing to the big Russian. You know, you hate to see something like this happen, Dennis.
He's not going to feel a lot of pain until maybe tomorrow. There's Kevin Nealon. Celebrating 63 years here today.
Olympics.
He was Mr. Subliminal Man, Mr. No Depth Perception. He had some pretty good characters on SNL. He's 63 today. Oscar Nunez from The Office. He was their accountant.
Michael, I'm going to set you and Jan up with a debt consolidator. No, you meet with this guy.
No.
We are going to leave Jan out of this.
She has to know.
We will find another way. We'll ask PowerPoint.
Michael, this is a presentation tool.
You're a presentation tool.
Michael Scott, what a comeback. Oscar Nunez is 58. Elizabeth Perkins, she was in Big.
I want to spend the night with you.
Do you mean sleep over?
Well, yeah.
Okay. But I get to be on top.
Tom Hanks. You know, she played Wilma in the Flintstones, opposite of John Goodman.
Sure.
56 today. Owen Wilson's back.
Nobody's tempted. Nobody's... Look, even our dear friend the Buddha had to pass through samsara on his way to enlightenment.
Our dear friend the Buddha. How's he doing? It's been so long. Do you ever listen to yourself?
I try not to. I speak from the heart off the cuff like my man JC at the Sermon on the Mount. I think that's what you've always admired about me.
Well, I got news for you. You're not Jesus.
Owen Wilson is 48 today. That's one of the Fockers movies. Owen Wilson is 48. We heard a little snippet of him from Wedding Crashers with Rachel McAdams the other day. Big Poppy, happy birthday.
Deep to right field. Ortiz hits one into the upper deck. And it's 2-0.
Off of Pedro Martinez, who would be his teammate the next year. After he left the Twins, Big Poppy just retired. He is 41 today. Nassim Pedrad, who does a great Kim Kardashian on Saturday Night Live. She's no longer on Saturday Night Live. She makes cameos now in a recurring role on New Girl.
Okay.
She is 35 today. Damon Wayans Jr., 34. Speaking of New Girl.
You did not just talk about my chicks. My chicks look great, just like me. I'm saying my chicks literally look just like me. All of them. They vary in color, but they look like me.
That is super awkward, and I don't feel like you know what you're saying right now.
Whoops!
He plays Coach on New Girl. Mm. Damon Wayans Jr., and of course his dad, Damon Wayans, a funny guy from In Living Color. 34 today, and Jr. looks just like his dad. Mm. Your turn.
Are we ready? Gone but not forgotten. Let's talk about the Basketball Hall of Famer, Forrest Fogg Allen. One of the great nicknames, and that's P-H-O-G, right. Fogg Allen. Born on this day.
Not like the Velvet Fogg, no. Mel Torme.
Different.
He was Kansas, longtime coach at Kansas for like 40-some, maybe 50 years. It was forever.
Yeah, very successful. 1885. Gallup poll founder, Dr. George Gallup. If you, there he is. He's galloping to another poll. He was born on this day, 1901. Actress Imogene Coca, 1908.
Yeah, she was in a lot of things. Obviously, she did a little stand-up bit and was on the variety shows, but more recently in the 80s, on Edna.
Alan, get me out of here! Stay in the car. It's hot and dangerous out here.
Don't you tell me what to do. I'll do what I want. I should never have come on this trip with you. I should have taken an airplane. And he shouldn't even have a license to drive an automobile. He should be behind bars.
Sit down and shut up.
There's Beverly D'Angelo for a second time this week as well. Yes. An encore performance.
Imogene Coca, born on this day, 1908. Very, very funny. All right, Academy Award-winning lyricist Johnny Mercer. He won Oscars for the songs Moon River. Nobody does it better than Andy Williams, right? The Days of Wine and Roses.
Another Andy Williams song.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening. And the list goes on and on.
She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe.
Here he's singing with his group, the Pied Pipers.
Sure. See the old smoke rising round the bend.
1945 for that one.
I love it. On the Addison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. Johnny Mercer wrote that, born on this day, 1909. Astronaut Alan B. Shepard, first American to travel in space. Born on this day, 1923. And Hall of Fame rhythm and blues singer Hank Ballard was born on this day, 1927.
You want to hear something from him? How about the original Twist?
Come on, baby. Let's do the twist.
He wrote it. Chubby Checker made it a huge hit, as you know.
Hank Ballard, pretty impressive. Hall of Famer. 1927. And one more big band.
Like this.
And Jazz Hall of Famer Don Cherry, not the Boston Bruins coach. A different Don Cherry. He was born on this day in 1936.
Color commentator with the colorful suits on Hockey Night in Canada.
There you go. There it is. That is Don Cherry. They're all.
That's your gone, but not forgotten.
Chester Arthur died of Bright's disease, which is a kidney disease that at the time was more fatal.
Oh my!
And
easily cured now.
It's treatable at this point in time. Sandy Koufax retired because he had chronic arthritis in his pitching arm.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
was so afraid he was going to have some issues with that. Big Two, don't know if it ever made it. It has not really made it into the IMDb lore or really anything else. So maybe it was just.
I think it was a bit.
Yeah,
it was an idea.
It was a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Would have worked. Maybe we could still do it.
Dennis held through the whole almanac. We need to give him a hand. Way to go, Dennis from Howard Lake.
Dennis Brandenburg. And by the way, we'll talk to his cell phone provider. Make sure he's got enough minutes.
She was a woman on a mission.